Hi, DriveCast listeners. Another Friday is upon us. It's hard to believe how fast they seem to come. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I'm glad you tuned in today. During my study time this week, I've been reading about God's covenant people, Israel. You know, they got a storied history of highs and lows, and I found a verse in the Old Testament book of Hosea the prophet that it made me chuckle at first until I internalized its implications. Hosea chapter 7 verse 9 reads like this: "Even his hair is streaked with gray, but he, Israel, does not know it." You know, God through the prophet Hosea likens unfaithful Israel as having a head full of gray hair, yet they were unaware of this gray hair. How can this be? I mean, one look in the mirror, at least for me, it's a sober reminder of how quickly gray hair occurs. Now, while I was in my 30s, I could control the gray hairs by simply plucking them out one by one, but now that I'm in my 50s, I've simply given up. Obviously, gray hair has overtaken me, and I'm very aware. Yet this condition didn't happen overnight. I didn't wake up one morning, look in the mirror, and voila, a head full of gray appeared. No, trust me, it's a slow fade, a condition that occurs ever so slowly. It's a slow disintegration, and that's how Israel was unaware of their gray hair, because their strength and their faithfulness, it was eroding away slowly to where they woke up one day in such a weakened state. So where are we going with this? What does being unaware of gray hair have to do with me, you may be asking? I think we all need the reminder that most people don't crumble spiritually in one day. Spiritual atrophy it's degenerative. It's a decline that occurs gradually, and maybe this is you. Perhaps your prayer life has diminished, or your Bible reading, or your discipleship in general. These spiritual disciplines didn't erode overnight. It usually happens gradually, and so the question is, where do I go from here if this is you? You know, for me, the first step is always awareness. And God described Israel's failure like this: "Yet they do not know it." And sadly, in the book of Hosea, Israel is defined by failure to recognize their sad condition. So if today's DriveCast is a wake-up call, then thanks be to God for the reminder. And gradually, let's get back into the game. You know, if, and I emphasize if, I were to color my gray head of hair, I don't think I'd opt for jet black in one application. I think I'd color my hair in stages, one shade darker at a time. And reversing the effects of erosion, that should occur gradually too. So if this is applicable to you, and you really want to strengthen up your spiritual condition, then try praying just for 3 to 5 minutes a day, or consider reading one short psalm a day, or maybe just one paragraph of the New Testament and reflect upon it throughout your day. And do it now. Don't let another day go by. Don't let one more gray hair appear. God desires a relationship with you. He's waiting patiently for you. And so let's take a moment, like we always do, to close out the week by praying together. And if you've sensed today's DriveCast is speaking to you, that Hosea chapter 7 verse 9 caused you to do some self-examination, to take a look in the mirror, to really see your reflection, let's go to God now and pray about those spiritual gray hairs. If you want to pray, you can pray something like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, first and foremost, thank you for your word, which is truth, and for the examples in Scripture that draw me into the story of redemption and discipleship, my lifelong journey of being a Christian. Jesus, help me today to get my relationship with you back on track. I'm aware of my gray hair now, and I ask you to forgive me for my complacency and be patient with me as I move toward you in daily prayer and discipleship. Amen. So I want to wish you a happy weekend, all of you who are the faithful listeners, and thank you for your continued support across our campuses. I know I speak for the teaching pastors by saying how grateful that we are for you. Thank you for tuning in today, and hope to see you Monday for another LifePoint Drivecast edition. God bless.